Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Channing. Are you currently calling for roadside assistance or are you calling for an update on your roadside assistance?
They already came and they said that they can't, there's nothing they can do about it, so I need to be towed.
Say it again.
They could not help me, so they said I need to be towed.
Alrighty, who was already out there? Did you already have a service and it was like he went out there and he wasn't able to do it?
Yeah, he was out here and he wasn't able to jumpstart the car.
Okay, I see it here,
he
jumpstart.
Yeah, and he couldn't do it, so he said that I had to call back and get a tow.
Yeah, alrighty, let me go ahead and get you settled really here. Okay, and it may be a little bit of silence because I'll just take everything from the old ticket just so I don't have to ask you everything. You remember?
Sure, no.
Okay, so just give me one moment. I'm just copy, like, let me make sure I have the right name. Is it Herman Flores?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I can use the same number, 951-775-4656. Alrighty, next. And then I'll just copy your policy number over, paste, and then last six, 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Copy, paste, search. Alrighty, and yeah, I'll just keep going. You already verified all this already. color silver, and then customer called in requesting a flat bed tow. So I know your vehicle cannot start, but is there a way that you can shift it into neutral or no?
I think so, but I don't know if it's gonna damage anything. But at this point, I mean.
Okay. Is it push start?
Yeah, it's a push start.
Okay. So if you put your foot on the brake and act like you're starting it up, or actually just hit the button to see like if something will happen so we can see if you can shift it into neutral. And then if after you try it one time, then I'll just put it in here that it can't.
Yeah, I can, but it just, the brake light keeps flashing in it, and because it has the automatic brake, so
right,
it thinks like it's on a slope or something, so then it automatically turns it on.
Okay.
So
you can't shift it into neutral, that's what you're saying?
I mean, maybe once the guy gets here, maybe he'll know. But to what I've tried, I haven't figured it out.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just say it cannot, just so we have someone there that can for sure complete your service today and you don't have to be waiting there again. Because if I send someone out there that doesn't mind it, you know, they don't mind getting there and it can't shift into neutral, then they'll be like, well, I can't do it. And then you'll be waiting there even longer. So let me just go ahead and put down that it does not. My bad. And then no. And I can just use all of these questions that you already answered. Well, no, different questions, sorry. Is that vehicle two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive? Do you know?
It's four-wheel drive.
Alrighty, thank you. And this service is not a result of an accident, right? It's just a battery issue and you need it to be fixed, right?
Yeah, it just doesn't not starting for some reason. It's weird. I just literally put gas and then just back in my car, and it just
yeah,
a bunch of weird lights kept flashing, and it just wasn't turning on. So,
alrighty, I understand.
Yeah.
And you will need a ride with the tow truck driver in his passenger seat to the vehicle's destination, right? Or do you have someone that can pick you up?
Yeah, I would have to ride with him because I'm pretty far away from my house.
Okay, that's fine. And where are you currently located with that? Oh, never mind. I can use the same one. Alrighty. Toll from 1375 East Ontario Avenue. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, yeah, at the
Okay.
Sam's Club gas station.
Sam's Club. So that Murphy Express. Let me zoom in here. It's, that's not giving me, wait, let me, oh, nope, different city. That's in Corona. Oh, I bet y'all had a fun time during the pandemic. Oh my goodness. Alrighty. Well, I do see you here at the Sam's Club, and let me make a note here, or I can, let me see, did they make any notes about it? Because, no, they did not. Okay, it's fine. Customer is located at Sam's Club gas station. Alrighty, sir. And where do you want that vehicle taken to? Do you have a mechanic shop in mind?
I was thinking of taking it to the Audi dealership in Mecula.
Was that city?
Temecula? Or I don't know if it's, it could be Temecula, it could be Murrieta. It's off of the
Mary.
50. Let me see if I can get the address here.
Yeah, because when I typed in Audi, it gave me, hold on, let me put in dealership because I don't think these dealership, let me type that in, Audi dealership, and then search, and then search again. So it's giving me one that's on Costa, that's in Costa Mesa, California, and one that is in Norwalk, California. And then there's one in
No,
Santa
this one.
Ana.
No, this one's off of the 15. Yeah, let me give you the address here. Give me a second.
Thank you so much,
It is
sir.
40955 Temecula Center Drive. It'll be Temecula and then California 92591.
Alrighty. Temecula Center Drive. And let me zoom in here. And I do see it here. I'm just gonna copy the name. And have you already called this dealership to let them know of the vehicle's arrival?
No, I was going to do it after this call. And I was
Alrighty,
going to wait.
correct. Alrighty, you will need to do it after we disconnect just because we don't want the driver to go over there and drop it off and then they don't have anyone, anyone to service it or like room to like store it if, they can't do it right now. But we
No.
do recommend that the customers call them before because that's just like, it's not really like common decency, but it's like, I mean, if you were working at a dealership and someone just dropped the car, if you're like, wait, what? We don't know who this is, So it's like, we just
Yeah,
recommend that the customers call in before.
I have a good relationship with that dealership. That's why I want to take it there.
Okay, that's good.
So
Alrighty,
yeah,
so.
I know some, yeah, some people there, so.
Alrighty, that's good. It sounds like you got all your options figured out, and that's great, sir. So, I think I'm good with this old ticket. I got everything I need. I can go ahead and X out my tab now. And then alrighty, so for your toll service at this time, it's looking like that you are covered for only 15 miles. And it's looking like that it is a 34-mile tow and you're over your benefit by 19 miles. So, I'll have to call a driver to see how much they'll be charging for those 19 miles, given that you are covered for the 15 miles. And I can actually call around. I can get you probably like three or four different quotes and ETAs and then give you a call back with all of those to see which one you want to pick. Is that okay? Or do you want me to just call you back after I get one? I don't know if you're on a time crunch or anything. And I don't know when that dealership closes. Let me look that up because That is very important.
They close at 5.
Close at 5. What time is it there near you? In California? So that,
right now, it's 1:40.
Oh, yeah, y'all got time. Okay, they should be able to, they will get there by the end, because ain't no way you got to be waiting there for that long.
You said the 15 miles that it's covered or whatever, is that per time, or is that for the policy? Or, like, you can't use it more than once for 15 miles or I'm not sure if I'm asking the right question.
Oh, no, you're fine. I don't see a time limit slash how do I say this, like another like requirement, I would say. With some customers, they'll say one service every 72 hours, which means they can only do one service every 72 hours. So after this service, then they can't do another service for another 72 hours. And you don't have that. It just says coverage miles 15. And then sometimes they also have, like, same service every 72 hours, which means that you can call in and get a jump start and then do the same thing and do it for a tow if that doesn't work and still be covered, because those are two different services, since it was, like, it only has to be the same service that is, like, you know, that cannot be done. So you do not have, a time limit.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, if it's only 15 miles that I can go, if I drop off my car at home and then have it towed a different day, would I still get charged or not charged?
No, you will not. Like how I said, I don't see a time limit on here. So if you get one today and then want to call back tomorrow and do it, I don't see anything saying that you have to wait on here at all. And I'll definitely notate that as well, just in case. So when you call in on this same number, they'll see where I notated it on today for yesterday, well, for tomorrow, that I told you that you were able to, you know, do it, because I don't see it on here.
Oh, okay, because that's what I'm obviously trying not to spend money here. So.
Right. Alrighty. So let me drop it.
My best interest to just have it dropped off at my house and then taken to the dealership, like, tomorrow or something?
Yes, sir, you can. Let me do a search here, and I do have your home address. Is it 33124 Zellar Street?
Yes.
Alrighty. Let me see how far those two are from each other. I'm waiting on my system to give me the calculations here.
No worries.
You're short by, it's saying that it's a 20-mile tow, so you'll be 5 miles instead of the 19. So do you want it to get shipped to your house? And then let me see what it is from your house to the dealership. Let me not change too much, because my system is extremely sensitive and it may just delete the one in Corona when I go back to see that. So I'm sorry, but do you want me to continue? Because with it going to your house, it will only have you at 5 miles over, but if it goes all the way to the dealership, it'll be 19. So I can use Google. Say it again.
Does it get pretty pricey?
Let me see here. In California, at this time, 1 o'clock-ish, it should not. We really don't know, because the drivers, they are the ones that settle their prices. So we call on your behalf to state that we have a customer here in need of a tow from point A to point B. They're only covered for half of it from point A to like point A, point one or something like that. They need, we need a quote for how much you'll be charging them from point A, point one to point B. So it's like, if you're only covered for X amount of miles, which in your case is 15, they'll only charge you for those 5 miles that you're over for. So their 5 miles can be related to their gas prices. So if it's like $7 there in California, that'll be like $7 a mile, and if you do the math there, that's how much you'll get. But then that is a really, really rough estimate due to the fact that I have to call them and ask. So it's like I don't really know how much they charge per mile. They don't give us that information, unfortunately, but that's why we just have to call and ask.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess at this point, I mean, you could just call because, I mean, I think that would just be the less troublesome option at this point, even if I have to pay.
Alrighty, let me see how far it is from your, I'm going to put in that Audi dealership, because is that Audi dealership lesser than 15 miles? Do you know?
Because
I'm looking at it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's looking at 25 miles on Google from your house to that dealership. So from tomorrow, and you call back in and you're only covered for 15, I looked at Google and it said from that Zeller Street to Audi Temecula 40955 Temecula Center Drive. It's coming up as 25 miles. Oh, 25 minutes. Oh, 15.6 miles. Okay, there we go. I was looking at the minutes. Oh, so sorry. Yeah, 15 minutes. 15
That's
miles.
Okay.
It says 15.6
oh,
miles. So, yeah, you'll definitely be covered for tomorrow when you call in. I'm just praying that the system doesn't. I do see I see two more routes here. One route is 20 miles and the other route is 22 miles. So the only thing I can tell you is that the system does pick a random route. So I really, really hope in your case that it's not the ones that are 20 miles and 22 miles. But we do have to go off what the system says. And so right now, the shortest one is the 15.6 miles one. So I really hope it pulls up that one in the system when you call back tomorrow. But let me go ahead and see. That is the drop-off location. Taking to next. Alrighty, sir. So let me go ahead and call a couple of drivers there in your area to see how much they are charging you today, and I'll give you a call back. Do you want me to get multiple of them, like three or four, or do you want me to call you after, like, the first two that I get? It's your choice.
Yeah, I mean, if the prices are roughly the same, it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't make any sense to call,
So. Alrighty, so I'll call two providers to get quotes, and we also do call them, so I hope that when I do call them that they both pick up, and then if not, then I'll just skip them and go to someone else. So I really hope none of them are, like, really busy in your area right now, because this is a service request. So we call them to see if they have drivers first. And then if they do, then I say it's a 20-mile tow. Customers only covered for 15. How much would you charge for 5? They'll tell me. I'll notate it. And then I'll go to another one until I find, you know, their quote. But if, you know, they don't call, well, they don't pick up, or they don't have anyone available, I'll just skip them. So it may be a minute before I get those two, but then I really hope it's not, because they usually do pick up quickly here in California. So they usually are ready to go and do a job for us. So
okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that'll be it for now.
Alrighty, so stick by your phone. I'll give you a call shortly with their how much they'll be quoting you today.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, sir.
Okay.